I'm WAMU reporter Allie Schweitzer. The Washington region is home to a growing video game community, and Saturday, an event in D.C. brings together game builders with game players. I spoke to some of the developers behind games that will be presented at a happening called District Arcade. The animals are trapped in space. Your job? Rescue them. That's the premise of Dr. Space Zoo, a video game designed by Bethesda resident Jesse Ozog. Okay, here's the concept. Dr. Space Zoo is kind of a mad genius who's built zoos in outer space. But something has gone horribly wrong, and the exotic animals that live at the zoos are starving to death.
So we go in there, we save the animals, we shoot all the bad guys, and we get out.
Ozog is one of many local game developers who plan to demo their games at District Arcade. Held this weekend in downtown D.C., it's both a meet and greet and a group play session.
It's like the ultimate basement.
That's Melanie Stegman. She chairs the D.C. chapter of the International Game Developers Association, and she's helping to organize tomorrow's event. Stegman is also a scientist, and this being D.C., she designed a game called Immune Defense. And right now, she's showing me how to deploy white blood cells in the game to attack E. coli.
We ate it and swallowed it and put it in our phagosome and dissolved it in acid.
Dissolved it in acid?
Yes. It's a very violent game. It's a lot of death and destruction in Immune Defense.
There's already an established video game industry in the DC region. Maryland company Bethesda Game Studios has developed a number of popular role-playing games. But Stegman says there's a robust indie game scene here too. And that surprised her when she first moved here from New York.
I think a lot of people are surprised that there's a lot going on in games in D.C. They think of D.C. as politics, but not really tech and not really games. But there is a lot.
At tomorrow's District Arcade, attendees will get a chance to play 23 locally made indie video games. There will be a retro-futuristic game called Tumbleweed Express, which pits trains against airships in the Wild West. And then there's a somewhat non-traditional game called Xenobloom.
It's a game about growing plants.
Bob Saunders is the Virginian who developed Xenobloom. The point of his game is to create ecosystems and evolve new life forms. The game isn't exactly high action. It's calming, with an ambient soundtrack. So playing it feels a little like tending a Zen garden. Here Saunders again.
Xenobloom contains no running, no jumping, no shooting, no killing.
District Arcade attendees can vote for their favorite local games, and some of the titles are already for sale online. But many of them are designed by people who don't make games for a living. Saunders says he'd like to make a career out of game development, but for now he works at a restaurant. And Ozog built Dr. Space Zoo in his spare time.
Making a living at indie game development's really, really hard.
But even so, Stegman says that since she co-founded the DC chapter of the International Game Developers Association in 2009, the local community of game developers, or devs, has expanded.
As soon as we started having regular meetings, they really grew up.
She says there's a sizable industry for non-entertainment games in Washington, like the wonky Budget Hero, which teaches you how to balance a federal budget. That one will not be at tomorrow's event, but chances are District Arcade will have something for all kinds of game lovers. There's a high-stakes fishing game called Fish or Die, and then there's Drinkards. That game is just for people who like to get drunk. District Arcade is an 18-plus event, and it takes place from noon to 5 p.m. Saturday at Bravo Bravo in D.C. I'm Allie Schweitzer.